Yes, it's a late Sunday evening, boys and girls, and welcome to another edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here, and as always, thanks for tuning in. Yes, it is a Sunday. Hopefully you had a very graceful and shiny Sunday, boys and girls, here getting ready for the week. And again, thanks for tuning in on Martin Luther King's birthday, which all of us, hopefully, will celebrate the rest of the day tomorrow on the national holiday that's been given to the one and only Martin Luther King there. Again, enjoy that day and pray and practice peace, okay? Yes, indeed, here. Give you some sports news you can't get enough of. A lot of football stuff here in this abbreviated version of Butch on Sports. What can I say here? Playoffs are going on here. This is supposed to be the Super Saturday or Super Weekend playoff games, extravaganza. One more game is going on as we speak here, and that particular game is right now in progress. The Baltimore Ravens just scored. They are trailing the Cincinnati Bengals by a score of 9-7. Yes, 9-7. That is about 4 minutes to go, or a little bit more than about almost 5 minutes to go, a little about 4:53. I'm looking at it right now here as Baltimore is kicking off to Cincinnati in the late stages of the second quarter. In the meanwhile, games starting yesterday, Saturday, giving you some thrills and spills and everything else in between there. Big game for the 49ers, a win over the Seattle Seahawks. We'll talk about the Seattle Seahawks in a wee bit there and some other things involving the Detroit Lions. But the 49ers beat the Seahawks. The Seahawks are out the playoffs. 49ers will move on. The Chargers did well, including jumping into a 27-0 lead and late in the second quarter of yesterday's game and winning the turnover battle as they had a 5-0 edge. However, Jacksonville, in a comeback fashion, won the game 31-30. As in the fourth quarter with 3 seconds left, and Jacksonville on their 2nd and 12 decided to kick a field goal. Yes, at the Los Angeles Chargers 18-yard line. Riley Patterson kicked the 36-yard field goal. It was good with no more time on the clock. And thus, the Jacksonville Jaguars win that game by a score of 31-30. How close can you get? In the meanwhile, yesterday, another day in football extravaganza as the Buffalo Bills outlast the Miami Dolphins by a final score of 34-31 during their AFC wildcard playoff game this afternoon there. Lot of goodies in there. Miami was trailing in that game, came back, took the lead, only for Buffalo to outlast them, as I said again, and win that game again 34-31. Good game, too, by the way. The Giants are moving on to the division round, and they'll play the Philadelphia Eagles next week after they won their game against the Minnesota Vikings by a final score of 31-24. A back-and-forth game. However, the Giants didn't lose a beat in winning the hearts of many that people say that Minnesota, although their record, it's just that not that good. Well, the Giants proved that with a little hard work and some perseverance there, yes, you can beat the Minnesota Vikings. And they did. They did. And Minnesota is out the playoffs, although they had a very successful year per se, but they do not move on. The Giants were just too tough for them. Again, they play Philadelphia next week in Philly. That game is going to be wild and wonderful, and I hope it's a lot of fighting and a lot of battling there. That should be one of the best games of the week. We got one more game to go on after this particular game tonight, the Bengals and the Baltimore Ravens. As the Dallas Cowboys, who do they play? I forget. I don't know. I'm getting older or getting... I'm not senile, but Dallas will be playing tomorrow. Who will they be playing? Yes, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. By the way, Dallas is on the road against the Buccaneers, who just squeaked in on the playoffs there with a very methodic South Division in the NFC there. Again, if you win, you win. They're the first-place team, which they get a home field advantage. What a deal here. The National Football League is something special, isn't it? Let's move on here. Quarterback Brock Purdy, who was a big, big plus in San Francisco's win yesterday against Seattle, and defensive lineman Aiden Hutchinson of the Detroit Lions are the NFC Offensive and Defensive Rookies of the Month for the month of December and January, weeks 13 to 18. Running back Christian McCaffrey of the San Francisco 49ers, linebacker Haason Reddick of the Philadelphia Eagles, and kicker Yoho Koo of the Atlanta Falcons are the NFC Defensive, Offensive, and Special Team Players of the Month for the month of December/January, weeks 13 to 18. In the AFC, running backs Jerick McKinnon of the Kansas City Chiefs, linebacker Roquan Smith of the Baltimore Ravens, and also kicker Cameron Dicker of the Los Angeles Chargers are the AFC Offensive, Defensive, and Special Team Players of the Month. Did I say the week for the AFC? That the month, boys and girls. The month of December and January, weeks 13 to 18. Typo error there. Hey, forgive me, please. Forgive me. By the way, if the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs get together, which many are anticipating will happen, that game will be played at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, will host that potential AFC championship game between both those particular teams on Sunday, January 29th at 6:30 p.m. The NFL announced that Friday afternoon there. Now, a little talk here. We better talk in here. ESPN's Adam Schefter, who comes up with the most investigative reporting that, yes, again, you just can't get enough of. He reported around the NFL think tank, and the Lions should be livid about several pro Seahawks calls, or should I say, no calls in the game against Seattle, won in overtime 19-16 to keep them and to keep Dan Campbell's and company's Detroit Lions out of the playoffs. Now, multiple executives and coaches said that the NFL need to reevaluate how they choose and train its officials staff for future seasons and games upcoming. Schefter also wrote late Friday, even the NFL competition committee is aware of what one source described to ESPN as the worst officiating game of the season. Now, the Lions have been in rat traps before when it comes down to officiating games, and they did not get calls, which very much so with the naked eye, was obvious that the official made a mistake or shouldn't have made a call. I can go all the way back to Calvin Johnson's catch in the end zone where they claim it was not a catch. The list goes on and on and on and on for years and years and years. It seems like the Lions always get the short end of the stick. It's pitiful that we continue to look at officiating in many sports that being very poor. I think the best officiating in my eyesight is the National Hockey League. They do one incredible job at getting the play right. And when they don't get it right, they will look it up. And officiating, they don't want to embarrass themselves or keep a game from going from bad to worse. But in my judgment, the National Hockey League do the best officiating job in town. Major League Baseball, maybe come in a second. The National Basketball Association, that's a joke too. In many occasions there. I've seen fouls that have not been called. I've seen incidents that was not recognized. The list goes on and on. But the king of the crop when it comes down to officiating and not being consistent on a lot of calls is the National Football League. And I think many people agree to that. But the Lions can't do a doggone thing about it. If there's any karma in the game, Seattle didn't win the playoff game. Oh, well. San Francisco took care of that. Let's move on. Graduated senior Antone Davis hit just not one, not two, not three, but a school record, 11 triples to become the NCAA all-time three-point record holder as the University of Detroit Mercy basketball, men's basketball team turned away Robert Morris by a score of 87-75 Saturday afternoon at Dick Vitale Court at Callahan Hall. The nation's leading scorer at 25.4 points is heading into the game. Davis scored a season high of 41 points. It's his fifth career 40-point game plus and tied for 13th in the school's history as he was 15 for 26 from the field, 11 of 18 behind the arc. He has now 513 career triples, breaking Wilford Fletcher McGee's record 2015 through 2019 has marked at 509 three-pointers. And his 3,232 points are third in NCAA history, 17 away from second place and 435 behind Pete Maravich's, I'm talking about points that is, all-time record of 3,667 points. It looks like if nothing happens to Davis physically or injury-wise, look like he will get that record to be the all-time scorer in NCAA history, beating Pete Maravich out there. And Pete Maravich, if you've never seen this guy shoot a basketball, you're looking at YouTube and a whole lot of other little scopes there, Pete Maravich and how he used to show his rear end for LSU. He was fantastic. Another big man who could shoot very well was Dan Issel of Kentucky. But who am I, huh? You know, you kids out there, if you're listening to the show, check out YouTube and Pete Maravich there. It was totally, understandably, one of the best shooters of NCAA and also National Basketball Association history. Now, his 1,081 field goals are also 15th now in the NCAA record book. I'm talking about Davis, that is. Congratulations to him. And yes, and the important part is UD Mercy won a basketball game. Oh, my. University of Michigan made a timely second half plays. They beat Northwestern today 85-78. That was a turnaround from some of the games that University of Michigan has played the last past two games, because they really looked sloppy or just ran out of gas. I'll just put it that way there. Downtown Detroit today at Little Caesars Arena, Julius Randle had 42 points and 15 rebounds as the New York Knicks extended their winning streak against the Detroit Pistons to 11 games with a 117-104 victory on Sunday afternoon. It's a doggone shame the head coach of the Detroit Pistons at this time has never beat the New York Knicks. I don't want to exaggerate any more on that. I give all to the fans who go out and see the Pistons play, and me as a reporter who go out there and stomach it as well there. But we all go out there to see a good time, but the Pistons need to do something internally about what's going on with their particular there. If you can't reach your players, a good coach got influence over his players, and they keep making the same old gumpy mistakes over and over again. Defense is not top on their list of playing basketball. I'm just saying. Steve Yzerman, he placed another veteran on waivers, showing again that he has the willingness to throw you out in the street if you're not performing up to expectations. Goaltender Alex Djokovic. He went on waiver Sunday afternoon, 2 days before his conditioning stint in the minors would have expired. Now, Alex clears waivers, he can be assigned to the minor league. That means he can be assigned permanently to the roster of the Grand Rapids Griffins. And you know what? They make a whole heck of a lot of things right now. There's Heckbert, the new goaltender that they have right now, only makes $700,000 a year. And they go with Alex on his contract, by the way, his present contract, he will get paid $3 million a year. So the Red Wings, they save a little money by putting them on waivers there. If you don't earn it, you won't learn it, because Steve is going to put you on waivers or put you off the team, one of the two. So the best thing to happen will be Alex to, by tomorrow, get picked up by another team, or he will be in the minors. The Red Wings fall into a bigger hole on Saturday afternoon. Getting behind early, had to go and rally back, but the rally failed short. They lose to the Blue Jackets yesterday at the JLA. That was afternoon game by a final score of 4-3. What a joke. And again, I think the Red Wings will make the playoffs. They're only 6 points out of a playoff spot. But again, a young team, which I'm going to give the new coach a pass, Lalana pass on that. They will get themselves together, and I think they know now that the owner or the president or vice president or general manager, whatever title you want to give Steve Yzerman, is not going to take a bunch of junk anymore there. It's time to either get off the pot, or you fill in the blank, boys and girls, because, again, they should be further along, okay, in the progress of getting things done. Not so much we're having a new coach, per se, but many of the players have played together for at least 2-3 years there. I see great things coming out of this team as a young team, but, again, they have to play defense. They have to do a better job of protecting their goaltender. They have to do that there. And to give them, you know, Alex Nedeljkovic, this is due. He didn't get a lot of protection there. But, again, he played some bad goaltending. I'm just going to say it just like that there. It's halftime right now. The Bengals is leading. Is leading the Baltimore Ravens by a score of 9-7. By the way, the Bengals kicker is not 3 field goals. They had a touchdown. They had a field goal. They missed the extra point. Hopefully that don't come back to bite them. And majority of these games during this All-Star weekend extravaganza has been very, very, very close indeed. One more game tomorrow on Monday, Martin Luther King's birthday. You will see if you turn it on your telly or listen to it on the radio, the Dallas Cowboys at Tampa Bay Buccaneers in their house. Okay? All righty now. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check out Butch on Sports on Facebook. Always on Facebook. And by the way, I will say our first show went on the air on Fridays at 6 o'clock. If you have Rutu, myself and Mr. Matt Pocket does a extraordinary job of giving you the weeks of sports news that we can get over the air and do our thing and have some fun with there, you know. The shows will get better. I kid you not, okay? If you have Roku, hey, you can watch that show on telly, okay, with myself and again, Matt Pocket. Check us out on Facebook, always on Facebook. Or you can go to the homepage at Pylomatic.com. Type in SimpleButchToo.Pylomatic.com and get the 411 of what sports news is all about there. And before we go off the air, let's do something that I know Neri don't do. How about let's listen to another edition of Be the Referee.
Welcome to Be the Referee with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
I'm on the line today, but am I in or out? Have you ever stopped to think about the boundary lines of a field or court and how they mean different things in different sports? In basketball, for example, if the ball touches the baseline or sideline, it's out of bounds. Same if a player is in possession of the ball and touches the line. Football is the same. A player is out of bounds if he has the ball and touches the sideline. But in soccer, the ball is still in play until it completely passes the line. If the ball is sitting on the line, it's still in play. A tennis ball on the line. That's in, and a great shot. Volleyball, also in. And then you have baseball and softball, where a batted ball that hits the foul line is fair. Know the lines, and you'll know if you're in or if you're out.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go online now to register at MHSAA.com. Be the Referee is a production of the MHSAA Network.
Yep. Again, Be the Referee is always a, yes, a feature, MHS, or Michigan High School Athletic Association. Some great rules that are about to line on this particular week here. What the line will do for you here. And we're going to talk about some high school, by the way. That's my send-off for on Wednesday. We're going to talk about some high school. As now, the holiday has ended. A lot of league play is going to be upcoming. And before you know it, in another 6.5 weeks, it's going to be March Madness. Don't you love that, boys and girls? Don't you love it? Hey, everyone be at peace tomorrow on the 16th. And beyond that, okay, Martin Luther King's birthday. The dream that Martin Luther King put out on us that we all can get along in this world. It is working, but a lot more work needs to be done. That work only comes by us participating in the process, okay? So let's be peaceful. Let's be nice to one another. Let's be decent, okay? And enjoy and recognize the work that Dr. King has done for all of us. to make this a better world. Hey, I'm Simply Butch. Check me out on Wednesday. I'm Butch on Sports here. Yes, indeed. Y'all have a great beginning of the week, boys and girls.